listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kalula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
With the most, Nikki Kalula. We're going to welcome our guest for tonight, singer-songwriter Annika Bellamy. How are you, Annika?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
I got to tell you something really cool, and I know I'm going to give a little spoiler alert, but you are the niece of the guitarist from Redbone, and you recorded another version of Come and Get Your Love. And as I was pulling into my house tonight, the original Come and Get Your Love came on John Mayer's Sirius radio station.
Wow, that is so cool.
It's so cool. I was like, you know what? This is the weirdest thing when the stars align.
And, right?
No, and it was cool because I actually listened to the original again. And I was like, okay, cool. I can't wait to hear the new version. Let me ask you, you're the niece of the guitarist. What was kind of like your introduction to music? Was it him? Was it your family? Like, how did that work?
So I kind of come from like a musically inclined family background. Since I can remember, everyone like encouraged music and singing. And there was always on my dad's side, I'm Spanish. And, you know, we all have our cousins that come together. We have our music. And, so, yeah, you know, my dad sung a lot. My uncle sang a lot. Tony is the late guitarist from Redbone. And music has just always been embedded inside of, like, my heart, my culture, my whole, like, upbringing. So I really wanted to honor my family and their music roots. So luckily I was able to reconnect with the co-founder of Redbone, the last founding member, Pat Vegas, and he's actually known me since I was really small. I didn't remember him, obviously, because I was too little, but we connected right away, and he agreed and wanted to see me succeed and me have his blessing in music, and wanted to do a remake with me. So I was lucky enough to be able to produce and have him co-produce the song, the new song, Come and Get Your Love. And then we just had an amazing premiere, private release party. And it was just such an honor. It was probably one of the most beautiful nights of my life. And I couldn't be even more humbled to do it. It's the first time he's ever done a remake with anybody and agreed to it. So it's very dear to my heart, and it's past something that I've created. It's like for my family's sake name and everything. So been amazing.
I read in your bio that he turned down a lot of people to do it. How did you approach him to say, hey, I know you said no before, but think you can do it with me? Like, how did you kind of entice him?
Honestly, it's kind of funny how we met. We honestly just met, and through connections through the industry, someone got wind that I was his niece and knew that I was an artist and knew him, connected us, and he, like, it wasn't even something that I was like, hey, did you do this in the past? You said no in the past with somebody, can we do it together?
Right.
It was more so, hi, nice to meet you. And he was like, hi, nice to see you again. Come here. I love you. I adore you. What do you need? Let's do it. You know, so it wasn't anything. There was no hesitation on his end. He wanted to, he's wanted to see me succeed. And he was just so loving and so like embracing when I first met him and everything. So there wasn't really a conversation that was like that. There was no there was no hesitation for Pat at all. So yeah, awesome. He was very, very like, yes, we're doing this. Is this what you want? I want you to have this. I see you're so talented and you know, you deserve this. And he goes, yeah, I want to help, you know? So that was basically it. And we've always been great since, you know? So yeah.
What year was it released? Was it 76 or 77? Something
like that. You know what? That's a great, great.
I'll look it up when we're.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But tell me your approach. So you did your new version.
Right.
That you wanted to preserve in the original recording? And were there things that you wanted to kind of take a departure in? And what were those things?
So when I produced the song, it was really important for me to like show Pat's skill, you know, like show what he was like, what his name was, what he did, and he was the bassist. So what we did is we went to his wife's house, Acela, which also manages him, and we had him lay down some bass tracks down and some voiceovers. Just so I could kind of mess with it. And I kind of was inspired by Across the Universe, like the Beatles, a little trippiness. Because, yeah. back in that era, they were all like a little vibey, you know? So I was just like, you know what, let me see what I can do with this. And then so we laid out a couple tracks. And I was like, I kind of, you know, I went on my computer, started messing around with it, came up with an intro. With the whole Beatles in mind and the whole, you know, the trippiness and Across the Universe movie. And I just kind of rocked with it. And then I was like, I'm going to switch it over into my lane a little bit with the kind of music and genre that I do. But I don't want to take away from the original. So I made it its own kind of together and made sure that, you know, Pat was happy with it. And there, you know, he was very happy with it. You know, minor tweaks here and there, but he loved it. So he was like, yeah, let's put it out this way. So it was never.
He used the original bass that he played on the original track?
Yeah, no, Pat's playing through the song in the intro. So I sent you two versions. I sent you one with Pat and the one without Pat, but there's a voiceover with Pat in the beginning. And then he's playing the bass in the beginning.
That's the extended version? Which one's the extended version?
The extended version, I believe, is with Pat.
Okay.
So, so yeah, no, it was really cool. And, it was a different approach than what he's been approached with. So I think he was just as much, for it.
Right.
And, it came together and like my signature kind of is with like harmonies and everything. So that was kind of the body of the song. And, so there's like, I don't even know how many tracks I did, like 100 and, I mean, it's crazy. There's just so many, like, I don't know. That was mostly like the vibe of the song was like my harmonies and melodies behind it. Cause that's kind of like my little signature.
Well, but you have to tell him this because when I was listening to the original song, I was really actually listening to the bass.
And oh, wow. He'll love that.
Cause the bass line's amazing on that. And it's very James Jamerson. It's very Motown. I can tell he loves all those influences. And he definitely pulled off like a new version of that in the track. And it's like, it was just great bass playing throughout the whole song. So
thank you. I'll definitely have to let him know that. He will definitely love to hear that.
Well, why don't we play it? Should we play the extended version?
Please, please do.
Here, without further ado, is the extended version of Come and Get Your Love.
Hi, this is Pat Vegas.
Of Redbone.
I love Red.
Who's that?
Hey,
and get your love, come and get your love now. Come and get your love, come and get your love, come and get your love now. Come and get your love, come and get your love, come and get your love now. Come and get your love. Come and get your love now. Come and get your love, come and get your love, come and get your love now. Come and get your love, come and get your love, come and get your love now. Come and get your love, come and get your love, come and get your love now. Come and get your love.
That's awesome. Cool to hear him on it too.
Yeah, he's so sweet. He really is. He's just, I don't know if you ever get a chance to meet him. His personality is just so young. Like, he just has such a young, energetic spirit, like, that lives on in him. I don't think he ever, like, have you ever met people that just never age?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got one of those spirits. So he's just a lovely person and such a wonderful person to be around.
I find a lot of musicians are like that because we're all kind of like big kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. We are totally like that.
Now, what's the difference between this version and the non-extended?
So the non-extended version just cuts right into me just singing. Okay. And then doesn't have him in it. So it's just me in it.
Well, it's very cool. I really love the version. It's very cool. And I like it that it's modernized with the beats and the effects and all of that. Mm-hmm. But was it like a pinch me moment when you were recording it? Like, oh man, this is in my blood. This is in my family. It's so cool to bring this back to life. Like, tell me, what was there pressure? Was it?
Oh, there was a lot of pressure. I think I tracked this song before releasing it probably for, like, just to be honest, like about 2 years.
Wow.
I sat on it because I didn't want to take it away. And like, there were so many people that had opinions and, right. You know, for the greater good, you know what I mean? But also, you know, people come and have their own styles. But at the end of the day, I needed to take what was real and authentic to me because it was my imprint and my, you know, my pass on, you know what I mean? From it. So at the end of the day, I kind of just had to sit down and be like, okay, this is what I love. This is what makes me feel proud. And this is where I'm going to pull the trigger. You know what I mean? I have to silence everybody and their opinions and just kind of go with what I'm proud of and what I like. And then sure enough, I ran it by Pat and he approved it. So he loved it.
I got a little fun fact for you. You ready for this?
Yes.
It was released on November 1st, 1973.
Yes.
So 52 years and 10 days.
Like, that's crazy.
How perfect is it that we scheduled you in November, 52 years from almost to the day of the release of the song? That's
I know. And today's, I believe, 11/11. Isn't that something?
That's crazy. Very
crazy,
cool.
Right? Well, today is just such a special day.
When you first heard that song, did you hear it on the radio? Were you hearing it live with family? Like, what was the first moment that you realized, oh, this is not just like a song in my family. This is like a hit song.
So my family never was like, oh my gosh, like we need to play the song in our house, like every morning and say it like every night or play it every get together. It was actually like, you know, I heard on the radio, like on commercials a lot.
Right.
Growing up. And then when I realized, like, I was, you know, like my uncle was kind of cool is when My dad allowed my uncle to be taken to show and tell for my sister. I'm a twin. I'm a fraternal twin. So he did his whole little, like, native dance for the kids. And, like, I was like, whoa. Like, because he was dressed up as, like you know, like an Indian from the tribe. And his, like, you know, and I was like, wait, he's, like, something's really cool about him. And I was just, like, in music class. I was, like, magnetized. I was like, why is my, like, that was, like, the first time I saw his performance. And I think that's when I was able to understand. And then later on, like, I just, you know, there's so many performers in my family. Like, later on, I was just kind of told, like, yeah, the Uncle Tony was the guitarist of the band, and he wrote that song. Awesome. So, you know, and no one really was like, oh, my gosh, Uncle's the star here, because we were all stars in our family. We were all, like, artists. We were all musicians. And when I came to California, it was when my father had passed away. And that's when I started digging into my heritage more. And that's when I think I really was like, I need to do something with this. Like, I need to honor my family. I need to honor my roots. And then by God's blessing, like, I was able to reconnect with Pat, and he's not an easy person to get a hold of.
Sure.
And so everything just kind of aligned, Nikki. Like, honestly, like, it was, like, pretty much set in my lap in a way.
That's and, cool.
Yeah, I don't even know, like, it just happened. You know what I mean? I wasn't on, like, a mission to find Pat, but I was on a mission to, you know, honor my culture and as a musician, and honor my ancestors, honor my uncle, my aunt, my grandma and grandfathers. They're all artists, my father. So, and I think they, like, my ancestors are looking out. I think they wanted that for me. So it just all worked out that way.
What's cool, too, it's like you hear the influence of kind of like the Native American influence in some of the vocal, like, kind of like chants they do in the outro. I wanted to ask, like, do you by chance know what tribe or what was the heritage?
So I, you know, I'm still looking into that. I want to take, like, 21andMe and see all, like, what all these little tests are, just to make sure I have it all correctly and know exactly what I am, and make sure I have all the correct facts, because I don't want to be premature. I've heard a couple things, but I don't want to say anything directly just yet, because I don't want to be, I want to make sure it's, like, correct, you know what I mean? So
you also, like, drew from that influence and then also melted it with American pop music, you know, like, it is a very big song. Mm-hmm. It's a big song for 50 years. It's been in commercials, it's been on the radio, it's been on playlists. It's just such a ginormous song, and it's cool that you kept it in the family and reached out to people that were still living to kind of have that element of what was before, you know, like, it's like you have this trace of the energy in the original song, in your song, and then you also do the cool iconic guitar lines and all of that, which is a really big part of the song. So I love that you preserved that, because sometimes I know a lot of artists would probably take a lot of stuff and change it, and I like that you preserved it. So tell me what made you kind of stay on that, like, legacy vibe of the song and kind of preserve a lot of those elements.
I mean, it's a hit. Like, it's in Guardians of the Galaxy. It's in almost every other commercial. You'll see, like, it's passed on through so many generations. And for me to change something that's brought so much love, like, the song constantly talks about the come and get your love, come and get your love.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't want to change that frequency, you know what I mean, too off, you know what I mean? Because it's, you know, it's just a legacy in itself, you know? So I didn't want to take away from it. I just wanted to, you know, just introduce myself as an artist and, you know, carry on the honor and blessing from it. You know what I mean? Because it's such a special, like, sacred song to me. You know what I mean? So, I would be like, who am I to change this up, like, too crazy? Like, I would probably be able to remake it and make them official, like, different remakes. But with Pat behind it, I could never. I mean, that's too much of an honor and too much of a sacred piece to all, like, absolutely change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
do you think, like, growing up in music and kind of like having that background, having family kind of be pop stars, you know, like they basically were a huge success in music. What was that moment of zen for you that made you know this is what I want to do with my life?
You know, ever since I was a kid, I wanted to sing. And I think for one day when I went to SeaWorld, I wanted to be I wanted to swim with the Shamu,
right,
for like a day. And then it changed back. Like, it was only like a day because I was just so inspired by it. And then after that, I was like, no, I want to sing still. So I think I always knew, like, I love to entertain. I love to, like, create environments. I love to make people happy. I love to, you know, have a universal language, even though, like, we can all be so different.
Right.
And I love to make people feel accepted and seen. So I think that's my way of giving back as, like, a person and my own magical powers. So I've always known. I think since I was, like, 5, I knew, you know. Since I was 5, I knew music was going to be a thing for me. And, you know, I just went with it. You know, and I was always encouraged by my father and people to never stop doing that. So family's everything to me, you know?
Right.
So,
well, what's funny is I started singing when I was 5, but my mom says, and I ever remember this, she says when I was 3 and 4 that she would take me to the grocery store and I would stand on the conveyor belt because all the ladies that were checking us out, they would have candy, and they knew that I would come and sing. Coca-Cola commercial. Like, they just knew that I would stand up there and get on the conveyor belt. And for me, I guess I was doing it all for candy. So I always tease. I'm just singing for candy still. It's just much bigger candy, you know?
I love that story. That is so cute. And is that weird that I can kind of see that?
Oh, yeah. No, I totally... it's like part of the fabric of who we are, I think.
Yeah, like you said, we're all just big kids.
Yeah, no, and that's the other thing too. It's like, I think music kind of, the love of it starts really young, and I think those kind of elements pop out early as we're kind of growing into music, you know? So now you've been a recording artist and an original artist. Tell me, like, what your process is when you're writing original songs. You've got 2 more songs we're going to share. Let's talk about that process for you. As an artist, when you're writing songs, what do you usually write about?
Oh my gosh, all types of things. I'm kind of a sort of chameleon. Like, it depends on who I'm around, what the energy is, what the vibe is. Like, since I've been in California, I've dipped into pop, R&B, EDM, country, reggaeton. So I don't limit myself.
Cool.
Right now I have... you know, I have another Spanish piece coming out that's not released, called Angels, this month. And that's to my late loved ones that have passed on and everything. And then that was really fun composing and doing in Spanish. I have an amazing Spanish producer I write with in New York. And so what else? And then I love doing country pieces. The other 2 pieces that I've worked on recently are 2 country, like, pop pieces that may be of something cool that you can look at.
Yeah.
And then I do have some pop R&B songs that are out now. So there's just a whole bunch of different things that I do. It just depends on who comes into my circle. Like, so I don't really limit myself. I just kind of, you know, I like to dip myself in all different types of things. I'm a very diverse person, a very, very big on culture, different types of culture and diversity and just, colors and all like just all different types of things. I just think there's too many flavors for you to just stick with one lane. You know what I'm saying? I'm always trying to challenge myself, but so yeah, I kind of write all different types of ways. Sometimes I'll come up with the music first and then the lyrics. Sometimes I'll come up with some lyrics and then the music, or I'll write down, you know, something and then use it later. I just have all different types of ways on how I write music. I don't have a specific way. It just depends on, like, the person I'm working with.
Right.
Their styles, and I kind of just bounce off of it.
And I don't think you play an instrument. Do you play an instrument, or do you just sing?
I play a little bit of guitar and a little bit of piano.
Okay.
I'm learning more. It's all self-taught. So
okay. That's cool. No, I mean, it just helps you facilitate the writing part of the music, and it just helps you write melodies better. I think it's just such a great tool. So I hope you continue to do that. Let's play something else. What do you want to play next?
Should we do English or Spanish? Because I don't know if, you know.
Your choice. We can do Spanish. You want to do some Spanish?
Yeah, play Angels. That one's coming out this month. I think you'll like that one. Right, and cool. I did send you the lyrics in English as well.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Angels by Annika Bellamy.
I've been trying to figure out why only angels can fly. Tanto tiempo que ha pasado no puedo olvidarme de que ya no te tengo más. Hoy te siento aunque ya no te veo y me pierdo en ese sentimiento. Tantas cosas que quiero de ti y me pierdo porque estoy sin ti. Ángel, ven y hazme sonreír, que no quiero perderme. I've been trying to figure out.
Cool. I'm going to read the translation just so people can know. I've been trying to figure out why only angels can fly. And then so much time has happened and I can't forget that. I don't have you anymore. Today I feel you, although I don't see you anymore. And I get lost in that feeling. So many things I want from you. And I get lost because I'm without you, angel. Come and make me smile that I don't want to get lost. I've been trying to figure out why only angels can fly. Figure out why only angels can fly. Your voice always walks in my mind. Even if you are no longer present, I always look forward to be with you. I've been trying to figure out why only angels can fly. Figure out why only angels can fly. And then to think that you are no longer keeps me up all through the night. How would I like to fly just to reach to the other side? Pretty deep lyrics. Tell me, like, what the inspiration was behind it.
Again, like, I'm, like, super big on honor. I know, like, I've brought it about a lot about my family and stuff. So, a lot that inspired me to dig into my Spanish culture and my roots was when I first came here, my father had passed. So, I wanted to honor my dad and honor people that have passed, like my late loved ones or family members that have passed on. And I wanted to write a song to my dad and ones that have passed on, loved ones that have passed on. So And you know, there's times where I wish I had, you know, I could still talk to my dad about certain things or have his wisdom behind certain things. And so many of the conversations we did have still linger in my mind, you know. And when I was thinking about it, because, you know, we think of our past loved ones as angels that look over us and everything. You wonder, you know, sometimes you wish, like, you could touch the other side, like, you know, wish you don't know. You, I wonder why only angels can fly. Like, why can they only like reach the sky? Because, you know, sometimes you do miss your parents. You do miss your, as you're learning as an adult, no one really has it figured out. When you're young, you think you're going to know all of this. You're going to have all of this. You're going to know what to do when this situation happens, but really no one knows. Nobody knows what's going on. You just have to just, no, hang on to your morals and values and what you know and what feels right and stay true to yourself. And that was always a big thing in conversations that we would have repeatedly over and over again. So just with the wisdom and conversations we've always had, you know, his voice has never left my mind, even though it's been many years since he's passed. You know, I can still, you know, remember his smell, his sound, like the way that he would speak to me so gently. And the way that I would light up his eyes and just be everything to him. So he was a very special man and still a special man in my heart. So I wanted to honor him.
Really, really beautiful. I mean, that's a really deep place for someone as young as you to write from. But sometimes that loss turns into a lot of light and hope, you know, when it, and especially when you add music to it. It's just a really cool vibe. It's got a lot of heart. And was there a reason you chose Spanish? Because was that the language that you spoke to your father in? Like, what was that?
No, actually, you know, both my parents are bilingual. My mom speaks fluent Dutch, he speaks fluent Spanish. And they didn't really speak to me in any of their languages. I know a little bit of both. But I actually learned that on my own when I came out to Long Beach. So no, he spoke to me in English, but it was just more so of our, like his background, like our grandparents, my grandparents were flamenco dancers. That's and growing up, all of his brothers and him, they would travel the world and dance and, sing and everything like that. So they were, you know, like, I just learned from a cousin of mine that they were pretty well known and, you know, there's a lot on that. So yeah, no, it was more so just, you know, his culture and everything that I was honoring, so.
I love it. Very, very cool. And you know what? It's cool that it also is a departure from the Come and Get Your Love, too, because it's easy to kind of, like, think of, like, okay, well, I should do something that's in the exact same style of a song that my family created 50 years ago, and it shows another side of your artistry, which is, I think, really important, because I think that will also attract a different audience and a different market. So was that the intention? Were you thinking, oh, I want to kind of also do something different that is far away from what my family is known for? Or was it like just kind of like a in the moment decision to kind of create something like that?
So for Angels, like I had already released my first reggaeton piece, Olvidarte, in 2020. And it was pretty successful, you know, within the target reach. And so I was like, okay, maybe I should continue this.
Right.
And since I had released that song, I was working with the same producer. And we just have that chemistry. Like, we have chemistry in different genres as well. But we have that really good chemistry and lock-in when it comes to Spanish writing together and just music. And so he so happened to be in the area where, like, the time frame where I was kind of, like, missing my dad and learning things along the way where I wish I could have conversations with him. And we just kind of put that magic together, and it just kind of happened that way. A lot of things just happen.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think life imitates art. Art imitates life in a lot of ways. And I think sometimes things fall into place for the right reasons, and I think as an artist, you're going to be pulled into so many different styles throughout your career. You're just going to be pulled into pop. You're going to be pulled into rock. You're going to be pulled into Latin music and, you know, reggaeton and all kinds of different EDM. I mean, it's like, it's basically like all the songs and styles that your heart loves, you know? So I think
right.
It's important just to stay open. Do you kind of like write in one moment? Do you kind of like feel like, okay, I'm going to get the song out? Or is it like a gradual thing? Like you'll write a verse and a chorus and come back to it. Like, tell me what that part of the creative process is like.
I've written songs in an hour. I've written songs in a week. I've written songs in 2 weeks. I've written songs in a day. It honestly just depends on my creative state. If I'm with somebody in a time frame, like let's say this person's with me for a week to write, then there's a little bit more pressure to get it done. But two heads are better than one. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So things things do get tied in. Things do get, you know, done. You know what I mean? But if I'm by myself and I don't have like the pressure to like, you know, oh, I got to do this. You know, sometimes I do come back to things. Sometimes I take things from other pieces that I've done that I haven't released and use that because I feel like that's a better way to present it. You know what I mean? So like I said, I don't really have a certain type of structure or thing I go by unless I'm on a time limit for a release date and I have a contract in place. But yeah, I'm really big on just letting your creative state flow and do what's true to yourself. You know what I mean? Like, don't I like to make everything authentic.
I love that.
And real. You know what I mean? Real from me. And like, if it's my blueprint.
Let's play something else. What do you want to play next?
We can play Palm Trees, a pretty fun one. That one's a really fun one. This one's a little bit more of a country pop version of me. I love that we have different styles coming on in here.
Cool. This is called Palm Trees. Here's Palm Trees by Annika Bellamy.
Just the other day I found myself dreaming of a place far away, swinging like a wind chime made of shells, rocking like a sailboat in the bay. So, water swimming through my veins, and my feet ain't seen a pair of shoes in days. Gotta get my body where my mind is, and when I find it, I'ma dive in. I don't wanna waste a lifetime waiting, wishing, watching the world walk by my window, waving like a party that I've been missing. Let it spin, drink it in, get dizzy. May your life never ever be too busy. Just take a moment and just breathe underneath the palm tree. Close my eyes, my skin is golden, and I'm rolling with the tide. Just me and the breeze and the deep blue ocean, floating in paradise. Beach chair, waiting on land, so I ride the waves till I hit the sand. Coconut rum, sitting on ice, hair dripping in the sunshine. I don't wanna waste a lifetime waiting, wishing, watching the world walk by my window, waving. Like a party that I've been missing. Let it spin, drink it in, get dizzy. May your life never ever be too busy. Just take a moment and just breathe underneath the palm tree. Let it spin, drink it in, get dizzy. May your life never ever be too busy. To take a moment and just breathe underneath the palm tree. Underneath the palm tree. The palm tree.
Very cool and super pop friendly. I love it.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you. Thank you.
Tell me what the inspiration behind this was.
I had, you know, some connections in Nashville and some people that were just like, okay, why have you ever thought of doing country? Your voice just sounds like it would be so good. And I was like, I'll take a hit at it. So I'll try it. So that was pretty much it. I was just like, okay, you know, I'll try it. You know, I'll see what it sounds like. Cause they were like, you should really do country. You should really try it. You should really try it. I was like, I'm not opposed to it. And so, like I said, I just wanted to do a really fun, friendly song. And like, when I was thinking of someone pop, I honestly was thinking like of Taylor Swift, her old type of music, like Our Song and those type of vibes. So I don't know, it just came together and it was a really fun piece to work on.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Like good melody, good lyrics, good feel. Like it's pretty awesome. I love it, that how infectious it is. It's like,
thank you, Nikki.
Very, very melodic. So did you come up with the chorus first? Did you come up with the verse first? How did it kind of come together?
I actually had some writers help me with this one because I'm not really familiar with like the culture of country. So it was a new thing I was touching in. And like when you sing different songs, like for me, like pronunciation is really like enunciation and pronunciation. You have to take those in consideration, especially if you don't train every day as a country singer. So, right. I didn't want to pull away from my singing voice and the way that I sung things. And I really wanted to focus on my delivery more than anything. So I did have help with the writing process there when it came to the lyrics and everything. But as far as musically and like harmonies, that's just like something that I humbly feel, without trying to stay cocky, like I'm really good at. So I can do that with any type of, as long as I'm like, okay, I got you. I can usually make a music sound like something that I've been listening to like all my life.
Right.
So, when it came to singing country, like as easy and fun as it sounds, like there were like a lot of times I was behind the mic where I had to pronounce things over and over and over again to have a little bit more of a country enunciation than a pop singer would, because that was the type of style I was doing. So that was the most challenging part for me and what I focused on the most on Palm Tree.
Yeah, it's cool. Very cool song. And you wrote it in true country fashion. You had a room full of writers, because that's how a lot of country songs come about now. It's like usually three writers in a room, and then they're just like working together to make something as good as it can be. I respect that a lot, because it all comes down to the collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And ends up being the production and the vocals and all of it. What do you think you have learned the most from doing all of these different songs and all of these different genres?
What have I learned the most? You know, like you can never really come in with a, like, let's say I had Grammys and crazy things. Like, no matter what, I always feel like a baby when I come in with new writers, new songs or new challenges, because there's always room for improvement. There's always someone that can be better than you. There's always different approaches you can take. So it's never been, it definitely humbles you. Like, I'm always humbled in these situations with so much talent around me and so many different types of shoes that I come across. So what I've learned the most is to be a person that observes in these surroundings with people. Like, to always, 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 like, you know, as much as I love to be singing and being, you know, in front and, you know, being the person that leads, that this is a place you really, as a leader and as a person that always wants to grow and make impacts on people, this is a place where you should always like listen and take the back seat.
Right.
Listen and just kind of just suck in everything and hear everything and watch everybody and how they experience it and see through their eyes, because you know, their perspective is what's going to come through the music, you know what I mean? And their intake and their experience. So that's what I've basically grabbed through everything, is just to always be more of an observer and listen through these writing experiences, because, you know, your set of eyes are not everybody's. Their experience, you could be singing about the same lyrics, but they could be taking it in a different way. So learn and feel everything and talk later, and, you know, say and show your impressions later, you know what I mean? Like always take the back seat, listen, and be last to speak, because this is just something that will teach you the most and be the most impressionable on your career and your writing later on in life, you know?
I love that. You're in an interesting part of your career, because you're kind of in the first part of this. What do you think is one of the biggest challenges that new artists face with releasing music and promoting music? I'm curious about this just for myself, because when I started, there was no social media. It was all about live shows and making records. And now it's more about making TikToks, making reels, making videos, and the record, and having a presence on social media. Like, there's just so many other factors. Tell me what it's like being a new artist in this new market and medium.
It's exhausting. It is exhausting, especially, okay, so the real Annika is very private. She loves to keep things to her. Like, you know, I mean, I was raised to be like, as much as I come from a show family, showtime is showtime.
Right.
Family and certain things are private. So for me, I'm not the type of person that likes to do like TikToks and all those type of things. However, we do have fan bases that want to get to know you, that want to know your personality, that have certain fascinations about you and ways they may perceive you by your music and your look and the way that you go to when you go to social events and network. And, you know, you can't just leave people like in the dark, because then you're not marketing yourself. So you have to find different avenues on where you can show parts of your personality and the things that you want to broadcast out, so they feel like you have a relationship. For me, streaming has been a great outlet for me. Like, I'm not a type of person that likes to do TikToks, but I will get on TikTok live. I'm great at hyping people up, getting battling, getting gifts, but I'm mostly on there just to talk to people, conversate with people, sing songs, you know, answer questions, you know, in my comfortability and as much as I can be honest with people and authentic, and, you know, hang out. Like, I'll be like, hey, I'm on TikTok live at this time. Come hang out with me. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk. I'll be at this place performing. I'd love for you to grab drinks, grab some appetizers. Let's hang out after the show. And, that's just the way that I kind of do things right now. There's always a strategic way on how you should market yourself and when you're releasing songs and putting things out. No one really puts an album out these days. Everyone kind of just does a song and then you follow up with it after. You do the visuals, the music video, and then there's just a way that you do things, but you kind of have to switch it up on that time, and then you learn different like certain things are doing like AI, and some people are for it and some people aren't, and you have to realize where you can keep your music and where you can. It's just a lot of things are changing right now for like the digital area, so we have that as well. So I just try to really just focus on, you know, being active and, you know, working my butt off, honestly, because in the end, the more like consistency shows your success. You know what I mean? Like, if you stay consistent in anything you do, like if you reach the star, like you got to reach for the star. Like if you reach for the moon, don't worry, because you'll land for the, what was the saying? Like,
I reach for the moon because you'll end up in the stars. Even if
yeah, something like that. No matter what, like reach for everything. But no matter what, like you're gonna end up in a room full of professionals going, where? How did I get here? How am I in this opportunity? And just enjoy yourself. Like, don't worry about being famous. Don't worry about you know, being the next, you know, whoever. Like, for me, like, you know, I'm sure you loved Michael Jackson.
I love Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yes. Like, don't worry about that, even though he was a real, that was a really cool life to live, you know, but he was a big kid himself, like, you know, so you just gotta just live your life, you know, do the things that you love and do it because you love it, and yeah, everything will fall into place. And then when it comes to your fan base, figure out where you're comfortable and what you're willing to do, and what, like, you know, if you do have people behind you, what they suggest, and just do your best and figure out what your niche is. Like if it's cooking and talking to them, if it's vlogging, if it's doing TikToks, if you're great at that, do it. If you're great at streaming and having hangout sessions like I do, and gathering people and having people come in for, and getting people off your other social networks to that area, yeah, definitely do so. If you're vlogging, you know what I mean? Go to networking events, go to Nikki's song events and writers events. That's a great place to network and great place to gather with people. He has so many talented people that he is teaching and just developing artists. Like, okay. Have you ever been to one of his shows? It's amazing.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know, yeah, what's crazy is, like, music venues are closing. Hotel Cafe, where I host my nights, they just announced that they're going to move to another venue, but they're going to close down for a year.
Oh, no.
Sad, because it's like music venues are where artists showcase music and do their thing. So it's just like, it's part of, like, what happens in the music. I've outlived many venues, and I hope more venues just keep sprouting up. And when one closes, another one does open. There are new venues. But I think that's one of the biggest challenges of being a new artist, is you have to find these new ways to promote and get a market and get, you know, fans excited and get them to shows. And there's so many uphill battles just getting people there these days. But I hope you never stop. Where can people find you if they want to find you online? Where are the places?
You can find me on pretty much all, like, types of social media, like Instagram, at Annika Bellamy, A-N-N-I-K-A dot Bellamy. It's up there. Yep, and then just, if you Google search, it should pull up all my little social media sites I'm on. But I'm most active on Instagram, and then I go on TikTok, et cetera, and everything. And then you can always figure out all my other stuff through my link tree there in my bio.
Love it. We'll post some of your links too. I think you got one more song. What's the last? Yeah,
that's another one that's not released yet. Another country pop one called That's What I'm Thinking. I hope you enjoy it. And thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor. You are such a talented person.
Thank you.
And I've loved coming to your shows, and I can't wait to have another venue open. It's an amazing place to be with so many writers, especially, like, you just hit it right on, like, right where I need to be. You know what I mean? It's not like I have to weave in and out through people. Like, you have all those people that are just, you know, serious, have a fire, and are passionate about what they do. And it's just a great environment. And I can't wait to come back out and see you. And see all the stuff that you're doing. I saw that you just got done doing a thing with Bruce, and that was awesome.
Yeah, totally crazy. It was he actually did my first EP. He did.
You were talking about that last time I went out and saw you at the Mint. He did that was awesome.
And then we were talking.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, I love him. And
great guy.
Talking about doing something else together. We just did this amazing session, and
saw that. I'm so excited for you. I love it.
Well, let's play this last song. Here's that. I'm Thinking by Annika Bellamy.
Sometimes I get lost in my imagination. Take a little vacation. Sail away to a sweet place in my mind. Look into my eyes, baby, I wanna own up. Spell it out till you know what I've been dreaming about all this time.
Cause if you think I'm somewhere else, you're right. I'm somewhere else with you. I'm thinking about walks by the ocean, kissing on you in slow motion. Picture the moment, go where it's going, and break through this blanket of gray, far into the reds of the sunset, under the blue stars above it. Get lost in the feeling like we were dreaming, baby. Ooh, oh, that's what I'm thinking. All it takes is the scent of your favorite lotion. Gets my heart floating, and it won't take long till I drift off into this movie that I make of you and me. Getting lost in the love scenes, and we let it play, baby, all night long. So if you think I'm somewhere else, I won't lie, I'm somewhere else with you. Oh, I'm thinking about walks by the ocean, kissing on you in slow motion. Picture the moment, go where it's going, and break through this blanket of gray, far into the reds of the sunset, under the blue stars above it. Get lost in the feeling like we were dreaming, baby. Ooh, what I'm thinking. When I get a little closer to you, my future gets a brighter view. Oh, there's nowhere my love couldn't take us. I'm thinking about walks by the ocean, kissing on you in slow motion. Picture the moment, go where it's going, and break through this blanket of gray, fall into the reds of a sunset, under the blue stars above it. Get lost in the feeling, live like we're dreaming, baby. Ooh, oh, that's what I'm thinking.
That was awesome, Annika. I should correct myself, not Annika.
Okay. Yes,
it's
Annika.
Great to hear your music. Thank you for being a guest on Wake Up Hollywood. Check out Annika's music on all major platforms. Check her out on YouTube and Instagram and Spotify and all the music platforms that you can find her. And on behalf of Annika, myself, and Sam, we'll see you guys next week. Much love and peace. Woo!
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Corulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.